This is episode number 2262 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 1st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Stranger Things' Eddie Munson has now played Lollapalooza.
What?
Sort of.
Oh.
Metallica closed out the first night of the Chicago Festival with an electrifying performance. Electrifying.
Hmm.
A performance of Master of Puppets.
Oh, yes. Now I get where you're going with that. Mm-hmm. Very cool scene from season four of Stranger Things. Yeah.
Yeah. So they projected the now famous scene from from season four finale, in which Eddie shreds their classic 1986 track in the Upside Down.
It was a very cool scene. If you're a Metallica fan, if you're a metalhead, even if you're not, it was a great scene. Man, Stranger Things is just so good, so freaking good.
I'm behind.
Yeah, you got to catch up.
Eddie's scene in the Upside Down instantly became a fan favorite, racked up millions of views on YouTube. Now, Metallica even became huge fans of their fellow metalhead and wrote on Instagram, "We were beyond psyched for them not to only include Master of Puppets in the show, but to have such a pivotal scene built around it."
Yeah, yeah.
So Master of Puppets recharted last month at number 40 after 36 years. Thanks to the Stranger Things phenomenon.
This is the most, and so a lot of people have gone, well, you know, it's only had like 5.9 billion minutes viewed. Now, yeah, you know, Nielsen's got some weird ways of, but here's the deal. Number one streaming series in 80 countries. It's not just here. It is a worldwide phenomenon. We got to wait 2 years until season five comes out. But what it has done for Kate Bush is amazing.
Steve Perry's loving it,
and
too.
And Steve Perry's loving it, too, from Separate Ways was used in the finale. And but the Kate Bush song, Running Up That Hill, was used throughout all of Volume 2 of Season 4.
Wow.
So all the episodes feature it. Kate Bush still, I believe, number one. That song's 40 years later, number one in the streaming charts right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was not a huge hit when it came out in the 1980s. It wasn't. I mean, it was an alternative rock song, and it got some, obviously got some airplay. People recognize it, but it wasn't like the hit that it is now. It's because it's associated with these characters that everybody loves. If you've not watched Stranger Things, now I know it's kind of a sci-fi horror type thing. The way the Duffer Brothers pitched it was if Steven Spielberg were to direct Stephen King novels. And it's kind of that way. Set in the 80s, of course. The characters are fantastic. You suspend your belief because it took them 8 years to get this far with a bunch of kids.
Well, and they had reasons for that, though.
Well, there was a lot of reasons for that. But anyway.
Pandemic was part of it.
If you like that kind of adventure, you like really good storytelling, and you don't mind seeing some gory stuff on check it out, Netflix, Stranger Things. If you're one of the few people on the planet who hasn't seen it, there you go.
Where am I? Am I still in season one or am I season two?
I think the way you explain it, you're still in season one. Yeah.
See, I thought I'd made
season
two.
You got some making up to do.
Well, it looks like we won't be seeing Ashton Kutcher resume hosting duties on Punk'd anytime soon.
Oh, jeez.
So it was a hit on MTV. It ran from 2003 to 2012.
Wow, that long?
Yeah.
That's 9 years.
Yeah, I didn't know
Holy
it ran that long.
Crap.
It often saw the biggest celebs like, you know, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
He punk'd everybody.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ashton claims that he would never return to the show because it was far too lonely for him.
You can't trust Ashton Kutcher when he's hosting Punk'd. No.
That's exactly it.
That's the whole thing. I mean, you know, he probably had no friends for 9 years. At the same time, he was doing that 70s show. So, you know, he had his friends on set. But
now he has a wife.
He has a wife and two kids.
Who needs friends?
Who needs friends, right?
For a long time, he goes, for a long time, I'd go out and like, nobody would want to hang out. They're like, I'm not messing with him. It's nice to have friends.
Well, how do you know? Anyway, So he's not going to do this. Now, Punk'd, I guess they brought it back without him.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, and it didn't stay. I don't know if they're getting ready to redo it or whatever.
Because it's not the same.
There was some talk because they're doing that 90s station, that 90s show. And so, you know, and he and Mila are coming back. There was some talk that he would revive his self as the host of Punk'd. But, yeah, that's not going to happen.
When you have a show that has a main star and they want to bring it back without that star.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Or a movie. Let's say Pirates of the Caribbean without Captain Jack Sparrow. What is it?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's just a movie.
It's just a movie. No, it's going to be fine. They'll explain him away.
And Ashton Kutcher is Punk'd.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a younger Ashton. That was in the days when he could be, you know, the stepdad of the Willis daughters, but he was about their age or a little older, not much older than them. So he was really like a bigger brother kind of thing.
Yep.
So it's kind of weird. But anyway, I don't know. Ashton Kutcher, has he done anything besides television in a while? Has he done any? He's not done any films.
No.
Has he done any TV since Two and a Half Men?
Well, yeah, what's it called? The Ranch?
Oh, The Ranch. I'm sorry. And he's still doing The Ranch. What am I saying? The Ranch is
still
in production.
That?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I haven't watched it
I believe so. It was a great show, what I saw of
yeah,
it.
Cute.
But it's like, do you make time to see it when there's so much other stuff that you could be binge watching?
Well, he's a busy businessman, too.
Well, yeah, he is. He's an entrepreneur, as they
say. And a philanthropist.
Oh, is he a philanthropist?
Yeah. That's a hard word sometimes.
Yeah.
He works on trafficking.
Oh, yeah, human trafficking. Yeah. Oh, that's one of his causes. He's got a bunch.
He's got a bunch.
Who's an entrepreneur is Halle Berry. She has her Respin brand and her exercise brand with all of her exercise equipment and stuff. So there you go.
Look at you.
Look at me. Brought her back into the fold. Halle, have a nice day. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a good day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.